We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stephen's Head in the Morning now, 7:47 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football: Chiefs capture AFC West crown, defeating New England 23-13.
Two.
Basketball: Shockers score big road win, 80-61 over Oklahoma State.
One.
House Judiciary Committee will begin dealing with articles of impeachment today. Three big things with Steve and Ted.
23-16.
What did I say?
13.
23-16. Was it 16? Okay. A misprint on my part. I appreciate it. Thanks for the correction. I've been saying 13 all morning.
Yeah.
I didn't have it right, huh?
This morning, right now, here in the Wichita area, we've got traffic volume's pretty heavy, but I'm not seeing any big slowdowns on the roadways. Things looking fairly good. Seen some very heavy traffic right now on I-135, pretty close to Kellogg. So I-135, especially southbound, pretty close to Kellogg. Watch for some really, really heavy traffic out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, mostly sunny, that is, breezy and cool today with a high of 37 degrees. Mostly clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 21. Tuesday, sunny and warmer with a high of 46 degrees. Revise that high. It's going to be around 40 because right now it's partly cloudy and 40 degrees, and we have a north wind at 18 miles per hour. 7:49, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's we have the Steve and Ted poll question on our website, knssradio.com. What kind of Christmas shopper are you? We have four choices. I'm done, finished. 13% have already finished all of their Christmas shopping. I start mid-December, 19%. They still haven't started. I'm last minute, 25%. And I start in early December, 44%. If you'd like to be a part of the Steve and Ted poll question, just go to our webpage, knssradio.com, and tell us what you think. Stocks closed higher Friday after a good employment report.
The Dow over 28,000 on the back of that very strong jobs report. The Dow gaining 336 points. The S&P 500 gaining 28. The NASDAQ up 85. That jobs number, 266,000. The unemployment rate dropping to 3.5%. Revisions upward for September and October. Wage growth of 3.1% year over year. This market was ecstatic. Add to that that Larry Kudlow said on Fox Business Today that we are close to a phase one trade deal with China, and that is where the euphoria came from. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, I'm Jackie DeAngelis, Fox News.
Looking at local aviation layoffs now, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, more information on the layoffs at Textron Aviation. They're part of a broader cost-cutting plan implemented by parent company Textron. A filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission shows that Textron Aviation is also reducing the headcount in the industrial division, and it's realigning cost structures at its specialized vehicles division. The total headcount reduction company-wide comes to 875, no word on exactly how many locally. Wichita has a new law firm. Attorneys Kimberlyn Gilchrist and Jasmine Fields have created their own firm called Gilchrist and Fields. Both used to practice at Devon James and Drury Lawyers. The practice business law, family, legacy, and restoration legal services. Their office, 1829 West 13th Street. Gilchrist is from Wichita, Fields from Kansas City. And Newman University has announced a new dean for its business school. Jill Fort will begin her new job in January. Fort will take over for Brett Andrews. He left Newman to accept a role at Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Fort has been an associate and assistant professor at Newman since 2005. She was promoted to full professor last year in the Criminal Justice Department. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, just minutes ago, we spoke with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell about the
right.
Mentioned the Textron thing. And
yes.
Basically, he said that what they're doing is they're going to actually hire people on the blue collar into that. But you're in a stage now where you've designed the plane, you know.
Right.
And now we just need to get the workers in there to build it.
Now they just need to make the adjustments there that make their head count right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, and we've seen that happen before, too.
Well, have you ever lost a job just before Christmas?
I never have.
I have. And
on wood.
Yeah, I have, and it's not a very pleasant situation.
I would think it's pretty scary.
But I'm praying and hoping for these folks that are losing their jobs at Textron that they can hook up with somebody else in town real quick, you know, and maybe Christmas won't be quite that bad. But, you know, some of us have
been... They get to work through the end of the year.
Yeah,
but,
there you go.
They've got to be, you know, working to find another job.
Right,
now too.
Right. They got that, pressure hanging over them. Well,
you
our
bet.
Best to all of them anyway. Hey, just a quick note for you as a K-State Wildcat. Looks like the Wildcats are going to play the Navy at the Liberty Bowl. Did you see that?
That's right. Going to have a little Memphis barbecue down there.
December 31st in Memphis.
Right.
The Wildcats, what a year they've had. Now, I know we're kind of getting into sports, but you're my K-State guy, all right? That new coach.
Certainly.
Now, this is the coach's first year, right?
Yep.
Man, he is.
They have exceeded expectations.
No
they
kidding.
Were picked ninth in the Big 12 and tied for third. And
you'd think they'd win maybe two games in a brand new situation, but apparently this guy knows what he's doing, huh?
Yeah, he is. He knows how to win, that's for sure, after having won four national championships at North Dakota State.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know.
Yeah, this guy knows what he's doing.
Even though the players may be faster and bigger a little bit when you go to that next level of football.
Right.
But at the same time, at the level he was playing, the guys, he like you said, he knew how to win, knew how to play the football.
You bet.
Good
you bet.
Game of football, right?
Yep.
All right, today is Christmas card day.
Yeah.
Apparently, Sir Henry Cole created the Christmas card back in 1843 in England. Are you a Christmas card guy? Do you and
we have in the past sent out a bunch of Christmas cards and a Christmas letter, especially when the girls were younger. But it's kind of fallen off the past few years.
You know, that's kind of what we used to do. The letter that was always fun. It gets people up to date on everything that's been going on in your family. And I was toiling away for several years, thought I was good at it. And then my son came home from college one time as we were putting it together. And I said, hey, take a look at this. See if you can improve it. And I'll tell you what, made so many improvements. I thought, man, I felt like I was in another language. Scott's a terrific writer and editor, you know?
Yep.
And he just made me look terrible. So I thought, all right, you can do it next year. And now we haven't done it since. So here you go. All right. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again next hour. Stay with Steve and Ted. Now, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS, we've got the latest on the impeachment inquiry in the House. Jad's got sports coming up.
That's right, and it's good news for several of the local teams, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes.
All right, and you've got entertainment news on the way as well.
That's right. Got entertainment news on the Blur, box office results from the weekend, and Golden Globe nominations out.
And we've got traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.